I remember when I was a child being in the mall with my grandmother, and at some point, as we're in the department store, as she's shopping for clothes, I lose her. And of course, being yay high, I could hardly see where I was going. I started to panic. Where did my grandmother go? And then, of course, you know, if you've been in the department store, there's also the dreaded escalator. You see those stairs going up. I wonder, did she go up there? I didn't want to think about it. I just kept searching and searching. Finally, I remembered what it was that she was kind of looking for. And so rather than just wandering and wandering and looking all over, I thought, okay, let me go back to where I was and retrace my steps. And as I did, I was shown the way, and there she was. I don't think she missed me. But I certainly did. It's comforting to know that when we have a clear direction of where to go, it fills us with relief. We can say, good. You know, maybe, for example, you're watching your dad or your mom drive you to a place that you need to go, and they got all these detours, and you don't know where we're going. They breathe a sigh of relief when they're given the right direction. Jesus today says that he is the way and the truth and the life. Now, Jesus isn't wearing an orange coat about him with reflectors and a sign that says stop or slow. Jesus, rather, being the way, the truth, and the life, shows us how we are called to live. He revealed to Philip that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. He spoke of how closely united he was to God, and because of that, found the greatest joy. And he's still united to him today. We recognize that in the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the beautiful thing is that later on in the chapter of John, Jesus says, those who love me, I will come to them. The Father will come to them. The whole Trinity will come to them and will stay with us. Remember the day in which we were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We were claimed as one of God's own. We became a son, a daughter of our Heavenly Father. And God has a great plan for us. God wants to show us the way in which to live our lives. But the key thing is to let him. Sometimes we find ourselves going in different directions. My friends say, this is what I might be good at. Or I'm thinking, this is what I need to do in life. And the reality is, each and every one of us, God has a plan. And so, God has a plan for you. He has a reason for you to be here. And he says, I have made you unique in such a way that no one else can replace you. The goal for us then is to step out of the way and say, all right, God, what is your plan for me? What do you will for me? Today's first reading, we hear of the wonderful vocation of deacons. We have Deacon Tracy Esper there, who I am so thankful to have here in the parish, as he helps in so many ways, because he does things in which sometimes I am not able to do. But because he's here, he's able to expand and expound and to grow the kingdom of God. Each one of us has a vocation, has a calling. What is God calling you to do? What is God asking of you? The sooner we find that out, guess what? The sooner God is going to make his home with us. we then get to share in a great way in his wisdom, in his knowledge. We do that not only through prayer, but also spending time in his holy word, in the Bible, where we hear his voice, where we recognize his words, so that through life, it begins to be something that feeds our very souls, strengthening us, not just to be good people, but to be holy, to be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. And that, my brothers and sisters, is what God has planned for us. As scary as it is that sometimes in this life, whether because we don't know where our grandmother is in the mall, or maybe what I should be doing in my life, Jesus remains the way, the truth, and the life. We just have to step out of the way, ask God, what do you will of me, and answer it.